I've never been given back an actual answer of, this is why we cannot do a better solution. You can't tell me there's not a better solution than $40,625
per lot. Well, the problem I have out here is...
And, like, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, part of the problem is the lots are so small that, I mean, the way your rules are set up now, you have to have 2 acres even put a septic system in. Most of these are not 2 acre lots. So basically every lot out there, you'd have to have a variance to even get a septic system put in. Presby system that we use at the county barn, it's technically still an experimental system. Like, you have to have special approval from the state to do it, and it has to be monitored for so many years. And that barn, you know, it's not being used as a residential facility, so you don't have near the flow there that you would have at a typical house. So you would actually have more footage of pipe than what you have out there. It'd still be less than a typical septic system, but...
Well, you know, we have showers out there.
We have a shower.
We have a shower. How many men do we have and women do we have out there?
Well, we figured that one for the minimum allowable flow of like 50 gallons a day. A typical house, you're going to have 250, 350 gallons a day.
You said that we'd have to get variances for every single one. Would they not be grandfathered in simply because they already have existing?
They are until something goes wrong. That's been the problem, is if they do have an issue with the septic system, they have to come in and get a new permit, and they can't get a new permit for a septic system under today's rules. So you have to go with an alternative system, and that's really honestly been some of the biggest issues we've run into on people not wanting to sign an easement or a service line agreement. Is, you know, we've had one lady in tears that just spent $30,000 on her septic system 2 years ago, and now we want to basically get rid of it for her. So you can get different systems, the drip systems and not typical laterals, but it's expensive. It may not be $40,000, but it's going to be getting close. And it's this area, when you talk about the environmental, I'm not, you know, I can't 100% say it's related, but it's basically under a nonstop boil order. The water system's a mess. Talk to people that won't touch the water, they won't even wash their hands under it because they get infections every time they use it. I'm not saying this is going to necessarily
fix that.
I'll say
that's a whole buzz. From my understanding with that, that's a complete... There's multiple issues. I'm sure a lot of that has to do with water lines not being very deep enough, treatment of the water facility. I understand there's new ownership of the water facility. But that's still... And it's a private business. So they're going to look at it as, you know what, this isn't a good investment, so no, we're not going to... Do you guys know the answer to that?
I would think what I have heard, just what I've heard in years, that private for-profit water systems, they can spend capital money and they can recoup that back through the rates. I don't know the plan out there, but I would envision they would at some point upgrade that water system.
They're based out of Canada now?
It's Liberty Utilities, the same company, large corporation.
Right.
Ireland.
So knowing what you know about that specific area, do you foresee a private business? Investing those kind of dollars, knowing what you know?
I would think they probably wouldn't have bought the system without looking at it, knowing that they have to spend some
money. Or did they have to buy that system when they bought out others? And then cull out the bad and keep the good. I don't either. I'm just saying that there's no guarantee that they're going to do that.
Does this topic have anything to do with the sewer system?
It has to do with the fact that if we're going to invest a lot of money out there, and they're talking about the water, then because they're also tied into how they pay their bill, they get their water shut off. Is that correct? So if they don't pay their sewer bill, their water gets shut off. So it all ties in together.
If they don't pay the sewer bill, you go to court. You can't shut it off. Is
we
that
can
correct?
Currently shut the sewer off. We can shut the water off.
Okay.
We do have a water shut off agreement with Liberty Utilities. They serve some area over Holly Hills.
Yeah, they have, used to be owned by Missouri Water, correct?
Sure.
I think Missouri Water, and then it was actually American Water. I think they were bought out by Liberty. They bought a lot of different systems.
My memory is when the sewer sales tax was passed in the beginning that this area, the Venice on the Lake, was an area that was looked at because it was failing then. And it's been, it was passed expecting to have a sewer system in there.
I don't, when was it passed? 93. I was 13. So I don't know.
Well, I've read the documents, too.
Well, I understand all that. Again, I don't want it to be the downfall of the entire sewer district simply because...
And back to that 40,000, I will say, as Brad said, there's roughly 130 to 160, depending on what all we do in this first phase. The second and third phase get actually more economical. This first phase, we got to build that whole force main, high engineering with so. So that number over the course of the project will go down some.
What is the what's the total? Roughly, was it 8.5 million, 9 million?
A total.
Yeah.
Around 15 million.
Around 15 million, yeah, to do all the phases.
14 to 15.
And that was going to be 300 and somewhat households.
Yeah, 360.
So I think it actually goes up.
About
41,000. Goes up. So as far as a fiscal and economic project, it does not make sense. As far as an environmental project, completely understand. I would like to see, and maybe there aren't any, I would still like to see, for me, and they may be ready to vote on it, I would like to see maybe some more options thought about and viewed. And again, maybe you've done all that. It sounds like you have with different septic systems. Maybe when you look outside the box on, I don't know. I don't know what it is. But I just hate seeing that kind of money spent with very little return from an economical and fiscal sense.
I could say it's been looked at a lot. We did, may have been Archer, the first study that was done on this 15 years ago or whenever it was. Another firm's done a study. We've done another study. We've looked at sending this all the Forsyth treatment plant. We've looked at building a new treatment plant. Part of the issue there is the sewer district already owns capacity in Rockaway Beach, so you basically waste that money if we don't send this there. So there's been a lot of different options, I guess, looked at. But I can give you those reports if you want to do those.
We've got 2 engineers sitting there right now that have looked at it many times, and you've discussed it with other engineers from Archer, HDR. It's been the contractors doing the bidding. Do they make any kind of suggestions, or they just simply they bid what
they want a job, and they're going to get the job. They're going to get paid to do the job that they
need. And the sewer board, how do they look at it?
They charge us as administrators and engineers to evaluate a project and bring them alternatives. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, it's been studied several times. We have not looked in depth at a septic, on-site septic system there, but I just don't think that's a viable option. I think you could easily spend $20,000 in each place, and then you have the upkeep.
And who's going to upkeep
it? And then who's going to upkeep that?
Okay, well, you tell me who's going to upkeep.
Well, again, that decision would have to be made.
Who upkeeps every other septic tank?
The landowner.
The landowner.
If you look at the septic systems that are out there now, some of them are literally rotted away in the ground and things like that. The best alternative is a gravity sewer system.
The best alternative is for them to take care of their own sewer problems. Is that wrong?
You have a larger problem here.
Hold on. Is that not the best alternative? Are you guys going to come out and fix my sewer problem? If I have one? No. Are you going to bring, if I decide to do a couple hundred acre development, are you guys going to come out and do it all for me after I sell lots?
We're not talking about anything.
Yes, we are. We are. Are you going to do that? So those monies aren't going to be spent on a private entity. I guess that's my, if they already have existing septic, why... If we need to assist for the environment, then okay, I'm willing to assist in fixing the problems that we have out there. And again, maybe the solution is to put everybody on a public sewer. It's just at what expense? And then the question on that is at what expense is the environment? I understand those two things, so please don't misunderstand me on that. I just have a hard time spending over $41,000 per lot. Whenever, you know, goes back to whenever I say, hey, they need to have some skin in the game on other sewer issues. What's going to make them? You have a lady that spent $30,000 to fix her sewer system. $20,000, or whatever it's going to be. So what do you tell her? Hey, you just spent all that. Now we're going to make you get off of it. It is a tough situation. So, anyways.
When you look at this project, this is...
But we've always looked at this project, for the last 15, 20 years, or however, we've always looked at this project as the solution being running sewer down to Rockaway. Has it ever truly, you sat there and said, you've not looked at this, has it ever truly been looked at as outside the box, how can we come up with a solution for this problem? And if not, then maybe we need to look that way.
I don't think we do, because the ongoing maintenance with the on-site septic system.
Maybe on-site septic isn't the answer. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's something else out there that I don't know about.
I'm not aware of anything other than a low pressure sewer system. And again, I think that would be higher than operations and maintenance over the long term. This is, you know, this is a 100-year project. Sewer systems last decades and decades. So, you know, this is not just fixing the problem that is there now. This is also providing a central sewer system that will be there for decades past, all our lives. And yes, it'll need upkeep and improvements over time. But this gravity system is the best alternative for that area. And it is expensive. It's because we live in Kane County, lots of rock. We're going to pay $90 per foot just about to put in 8-inch gravity sewer. But there are hundreds of lots in there that are not built on. They're vacant. That open up.
Do you think they'll be developed? Do you think they'll be developed?
I think eventually, over time. It won't happen overnight. Proven that infrastructure goes in an area that's blighted, and it improves it over time. It helps.
And that gets back to some of those lots that aren't built on, they can't build on now. Under the current rules, they couldn't put a septic system on if they wanted to.
Well, some of the lots, from what you said, would you say some of them were 35 by 45?
Yeah, we ran some that were like 35 width.
You can't.
40 width.
Even with sewer there, you can't build on that.
You could pull like a trailer or an RV or something in there and, you know, have a little fishing getaway, and that's what some people do down there. But, going back to the original problem, it should have never been platted that way and things like that, but that was all 3 years ago, whenever it was.
We deal with that on various subdivisions we have throughout the county, the way they were platted, and we have to combine lots together in order to meet the requirements nowadays. But without the sewer system, it'll stay like it is. You've got sewer running out. You've got pipes on the ground. You have a 50-gallon barrel.
I'm not saying leave it like it is. I'm just saying there's got to be something, a better alternative without spending that kind of money. But maybe there's not. Over the course of, when's the project? You say 2020. That was just the first phase plus part of two.
Yeah, that's, you know, we should be well done by that time at the end of 2020. But, you know, we'll get started, and I said it's a 15-month contract, so.
But the complete project, I mean, phase one, two, and three would probably be.
We've got that completed, showing completion out in 2023,
okay,
which is when the sewer sales tax sunsets. Now, obviously, there'll be a discussion about running that tax again at some point in the future, but. My goal was to complete that project by the time the sewer sales tax sunsets, in the event that it did and that project is done. And also another high priority.
What are the rates going to go up to if it doesn't? If we have to do capital improvements, and what are the rates going to go up to for something like that to actually make it work? What would the, if we didn't have the sewer sales tax,
yeah,
what would the rates in there be?
Oh, it'd be astronomical. It'd be
125